The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Rarasaunas Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
It's your boy, Jamie Mag. We'll be honest. French Reggie.
And your boy, Jay Smooth in the building. I don't need nobody to give me
now,
a
now you want, now you want to talk. Now you want to talk.
But I'm just saying. That's how we do it. You know what I'm saying?
Now you want
to talk. Welcome back, French Reggie, to the United States of America, homie.
Thank you.
Hey, look, you can't.
It was good to be back.
Hey, on your way back, you wore your Coming to America hat, right? I haven't seen a Biblis hat, right?
Oh, Biblis, okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, you thought
that's
it was. Not,
that is, it's Biblis, probably more than Bib. I don't know if you call that a Bib.
Billis,
yeah. Hey, yeah, it's not a bib.
It reminds you of like it's a cap, but a what you call it, Scully,
a beanie.
What do it roll down?
No, that's just the hat.
That's the hat. Is. Oh, okay.
You know, I always wondered. You know how we got shit and it says made in China.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what the shit in China says on it, and it don't say made in China. It say some other shit.
Made here.
No. What does that say, French Reggie? Yeah, that's a Gangchuang Feng.
Yeah, I think where they made it at, exactly the address.
Yeah, like they got like come, you could come return it right here. Like this is where this motherfucker from. Not made in China. They got the motherfucking address.
Yeah. French Ridge, was it cold over there before you?
Hell yeah, it's really? Super cold over there.
He said that's fashion out here. I don't know, y'all. Is that fashion out here? Can they see that hat?
I never said it was fashion. I said I'm.
No,
I'm
I asked you. I said, do they have that? Can you get those out here?
Hey, you can find this here. Yeah, you can definitely find this here. Definitely online for sure. I'm pretty sure Amazon got it.
French, tell J Mac, stop fucking with you. You got your own swag, right? Yeah, you've always, ever since I've known, you've always had your own swag. You ain't give a fuck. How many
Wonder Woman wristbands? He wasn't trying my swag.
I wasn't trying to swag.
You wanted to know if they can, if
yeah, he gonna order one. But and then all the wristbands that you got on, them shits is nice. They.
The bees remind me of that damn vibrator I won. That fucking middle part that that glowed and went in hella different directions at the same
those
time.
Those the leftover bees from vibrators over there.
You wear those in China? Yeah, I just wear them all the time.
Those are more than he left. He didn't have that much when he left.
It was mostly strings and stuff here. Yeah. So now he's both wrists.
Yeah, this nigga, he got his name on. Just in case they forget your name over there, you got shit on your wrist. You know, like.
So you got to You got to retie all that shit every time you take a shower?
No, I can take these like.
Go ahead and talk in the mic for me.
I can take these all out together.
It's been a while.
And this, same thing. I can just untie them.
Okay, yeah.
The only thing that stays is really this one.
Probably your wrist is probably light skin when you take all of that shit off though, huh? It's like tan.
We did see a picture the other day with your hands looking very light skin.
What was that about?
Did you see that? It was an IG picture and your face was regular, you know what I'm saying, regular dark skin French Reggie.
Yeah.
But your hands were like
mine.
El DeBarge.
Really?
Yeah.
So what you I mean, over there trying to get
I
a pigment?
I can see it now. I mean, it's cold over there, so I'm not next to the sun a lot, but...
you wear gloves a lot.
I'm still a dark-skinned man.
No, you're not next to the sun? What do you mean?
I'm not... The sun is not out all the time. It stays cloudy.
He's back.
Yeah. Stays cloudy. So China's more of a cloudy place? Where I'm at, not the whole country, but definitely where I'm at, it's very cloudy. Especially right now.
I thought it was like Alaska. Like
it feels like it.
No, like where, you know, it's just dark all the time.
It's not dark all the time, but it's just gray. It's very gray.
So your girl, before you left, did you get some to-go pussy?
Not like the day before, but yeah, I did.
Did she cry? Said she was going to miss you?
No.
Which one is your girl? Which one are we talking about?
I don't have a girl, but whoever I was fucking didn't cry.
So is the plan to go back or are we scared?
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.
I'm not scared. I'm not scared to go back. They kind of died down.
Bad answer.
He said they kind of died down. I mean, they did come to an agreement, right?
Yeah, for now. I mean, you know. Yeah. But we'll see. I got a couple weeks here, so if shit changes.
So what is this? This is Japanese New Year? I mean, Chinese New Year?
Yeah.
And how do they celebrate? Just, they don't work? They don't...
Yeah, they just take like the whole, middle of the month off for some reason. That's just like a thing they do in their because you know they go by a different calendar,
right?
So something in that calendar gives them that much
so
time.
So everybody's off. What about other like businesses? Like you just got to stay at home for these 2 weeks.
I mean, just the general businesses, like just like well, here.
Is Walmart open?
Yeah, you can go to Walmart and buy shit. Yeah.
The Nike factory with all the little kids?
Some of the factories are probably closed, but they'll start working earlier than most people. Like right now, the factories are closed, but next week they'll probably open.
They'll be making iPhones as early as next week.
Yeah, or they probably did it right before they had to take the break.
Double shifted.
Because the thing about them too, certain holidays, like not this one, but like certain holidays, you make up the day on the weekend. So if I was off on a Wednesday because it was some President's holiday in China, Saturday I got to come up to work to make up for that Wednesday. So they find a way to make up for it. But this holiday is the only one they like really respect where.
Oh.
How many hours a day y'all do?
Well, I do the typical 8, but because I work out of school, but like other people with other jobs probably work 10 to 12.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, so I know you were gone for a while, right? So I see you back in the States now. Did you forget how to put headphones on? Because you got the letters in the front. You can spin it around because I think the R is on the wrong side. So it's just bothering me.
Why is that bothering you?
It's just bothering me. Just spin it around. There you go. Now put them on. Because I know it was probably fitting out. You probably hear a little bit better. It was kind of bothering me, friend. So I ain't know if you forgot about that shit. You know what I'm saying?
You just wanted to make a point.
I did. Yeah. I'm thinking you forget. Because maybe in China do shit different.
Well, I mean, in this particular situation, there's no stereo field. It's just headphones.
Oh, my shit. I feel funny.
Do you hear me in your left ear?
Uh-huh.
Do you hear me in your right ear?
Uh-uh. Hold on. Say something.
Whatever.
Okay. Listen,
hey, look, it's just like with the socks that come with the L and the R. Nigga, you can't put the R on the left foot and then the L on the right foot.
It doesn't stop you from walking.
It does. But I got two. The other day I had two socks on. Both of them had an R. just switched them up. Like,
hey, excuse me.
Uh-oh. Yeah. French Reggie comes back and then you get that thing.
I'm going to tell you something, French.
That he had.
These two married motherfuckers, they been sick more than the single niggas.
I'm not sick. You just were claiming sick. You were just claiming
nigga,
sick.
Nigga, it's because of the news I got at the end of the week, nigga. I was just severely sick, nigga.
Wait, what kind of news?
Nigga, I thought I had this job in the bag, nigga. I thought I was gonna get it. Didn't get it. And it just fucked me up.
Promotion or a new job?
A new job, nigga. New job. Why you get it? They went internal. Nah, that shit go.
Yeah, they always
waste some fucking time. You know what I'm saying? But I was a little bad. I was
learning experience, bro.
Learn what?
Learning experience.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I'm gonna keep applying, nigga. Keep applying.
Hey, so has anyone watching my recommendations?
No.
I did.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
See? And what'd you think? We're talking about don't fuck with cats. What'd you think?
Yeah, yeah. It was very interesting. I didn't think I was going to like it, but I was definitely intrigued. Like, as I kept watching it, I'm like, I was very fascinated by just, first of all, the story, but the people in the story that were just that dedicated. Because this is different locations. You know, like you got people from Vegas, Los Angeles, communicating all over the place, and the guy was going all over the world too,
right?
And they was just following every step.
And they talk about the EXIF data on files, and
they helped the cops.
Oh, bro,
they gave the cops the blueprint.
Did you hear the mom? The mom was crazy.
Yeah,
right?
She thought it was Manny. I mean, she's crazy. Right? Mother's love. Mother's love. You just gotta charge that to mother's love.
Nah, you gotta be. We talked about that. If your kid goes.
But that kid's a good con artist. The mom probably did think that there was a Manny out there.
Doesn't matter. If your kid goes hamburger on the world, there has to be a time where you have to let him go. But anyways, man.
Yeah, I didn't see that yet.
So
if your kid commits a crime, you just not gonna try to hide it?
Are we talking about that crime?
Murder. Let's just go by murder.
Because we're not talking about the kittens, because that's what everybody thinks
about.
Yeah,
I'm talking about killing the guy.
Yeah, the way he did?
He killed a guy. Nah. Shot him, stabbed him.
Nah, bro.
Oh, because he videotaped it.
Nah, bro. You don't remember the suitcase?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He chopped him up. Yeah. Bruh,
come on. That's a different kind of person, bro.
So if your son did that type of, daughter made that type of crime, you're not trying to find a way to, like, never let him get caught?
What? No, not never let him get caught. No, you need help. You caught. You cannot just be. I can't unleash you on the. I can't keep you unleashed on the world. That'd be irresponsible.
That type of crime, you're probably right. But I'm just. I was just thinking like.
He's like, can you keep him on the run
and shot somebody? Like,
you're a great
I might
dad.
Protect my son.
What?
If I find a way.
Hey, come on.
If he just shot somebody, like shit got crazy.
are you guys listening to this dude?
Yeah, but I didn't see it, so I don't.
But no, but just the fact that if
like,
your kid,
I don't think like I would just let my kid go to prison if we can figure out a way to not let him get caught. That's all I'm saying.
Gun somebody down.
Find a way.
You helping him on the run?
No.
Oh, no.
Maybe.
I don't have a kid yet.
Maybe.
It's a kid. I just think like, I would hope. The love is that deep.
Okay. I mean, eh.
Yeah.
I guess it all depends, right? Self-defense, Columbine. It all depends. It ain't the same.
Columbine and self-defense are two different things. So
right, right.
Definitely self-defense, you probably don't even have to be on a run. If we're in Florida. But if he just got mad at somebody and he just shot somebody.
Your son? He gonna be on a run.
I guess just don't have the background.
what background?
Of the documentary. I didn't know we were talking about that.
No. This was just about whether or not you would
Your kid from not going to prison if he murdered somebody.
Is that what happens in the documentary?
At the end, the mom is just basically she calls the internet people who really caught this motherfucker like worthless piece of shit. Like, what are you doing with your life? Like, she gets on them like, you ain't got nothing to do better with your time. Like, bitch, that's not the problem.
Right.
The problem is not the fact that they had too much time on their hand. Come on, man.
He was definitely narcissistic though, that guy.
Oh, bruh.
Jay Smooth, you better get that shit checked. Ooh. Because it can explode.
What explode? I mean, what? I'm just saying.
That you would want your dick to explode.
What explode? I didn't know what y'all was talking about.
Because you're a narcissist. You know, you're a narcissistic guy. So
no, I'm not.
You can become a murderer if you keep up.
I would never do that. Don't say that shit on live like that. I would never murder anybody. Pussy, yes. Wimp people, no. But anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, let me ask you a question before you even get started. Because, you know, there's been a... I'm going to ask you because you're the erectile dysfunction master at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider, you know, a dry pussy the same as erectile dysfunction? Like 4D? Is that like the woman's version of ED? Because, you know, most guys just always say, oh, you guys got it easy. All you got to do is lay there. Well, yeah, kinda. You gotta grease the skids.
So you're talking about a girl that definitely got a dry pussy, or her pussy dry because she don't really like you?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Does it matter why it's dry?
Well, but I mean, you could use that same philosophy for a dick that won't get hard either, though.
Exactly.
Sometimes a nigga might not want to fuck.
So
do you think that's what it always is, or
sometimes nigga may just be too nervous. That can happen. That happened to me before. I ain't gonna lie. There was a moment I was just too nervous, too excited. Whatever that feeling was, I couldn't keep it. Yeah, I was just like, I couldn't keep it. That was early in my day, 17-year-old Reggie. That had happened to me. I was ashamed, but she was a good sport though. She supported me. Shout out to her.
Hey, I can say that happened to me when I was young too.
She said it's okay.
In my younger time, right? You know, when you're excited about just really about to get ready to fuck somebody and you just put too much thought into it and then it was time for me to show up, hey, that motherfucker ain't had no life in it. Yeah, I mean,
you choked
I was mad.
Huh. Yeah.
And I was really young. It's like I was about to get ready to fuck and my dad came home and he screamed out, we live next door. And you know, I was excited. Went home. Dad called me home. Then I had to come back. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. And the motherfucker just couldn't get. I couldn't get the motherfucker just right. I was mad as shit. I was like about choking my shit. Like, nigga, you got time to show up?
It was gonna be
my first piece of pussy.
I went to the bathroom, slapped myself. Nothing worked. She tried to give me head. Nothing worked.
Yeah.
So she was a good sport though.
I know we're in the middle of our topic, but Smooth, actually, if you remember last week, we were talking about the cuckold situation.
Yeah.
Smooth, I'm going to let you go introduce. He got the cuckold, I guess it'd be the bull, on the phone. So, Smooth, you can go introduce him.
Hey, yeah, because I was trying to get in touch with one of my homeboys last week to kind of chime in who has experienced some shit like this before, right? And so I brought my boy Tony in to just kind of give us a little bit kind of how this shit really goes. Because, you know, I know you guys talk about this shit and watching porn and how this shit all go. I ain't never really seen it, but this nigga had told me about it before motherfuckers really started doing it. So I got on the line right now with us today. Tony, what's happening?
What up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Jay.
First move, you gotta tell the listeners who didn't hear last week what we were talking about.
Okay, kind
of get them an idea.
So last week, and I guess if I can remember, because you know my mind don't really work like that. You know, I purge shit early. You know, we was talking about cuckolding. I guess you know what cuckolding, whatever the fuck shit is, right? And whatever that is, you know, we
cuckold. Sorry,
cuckold.
Okay, sorry.
U-C-H-K-O-L-D. Cuckold.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, all right. I don't even know how to spell this shit. I just thought it was almost like cuddling, and you know, said cuck Oh, but so, but we was just kind of talking about this shit about motherfuckers that, you know, I guess fucking and, you know, and how it all go down and like the different situations and shit like that. So well, I wanted to bring an expert.
It's a different aspect, the fucking, you know, it's basically a couple, a man and a woman married or, you know, just a couple. And, you know, they want to spruce it up a little bit, as you say. So then they find a bull like myself. And, you know, sky's the limit. You know, there's many different things we can do.
Okay, so
but you go ahead and talk. I'll tell you about it.
So tell me about that, because I know I was telling them, man. You know, sometimes these motherfuckers don't believe my story, big dog. And I was telling about one story where you was telling us back in the day how motherfucker came to the dough like a fucking a maid or a waiter or some shit like that.
I love that shit. Yeah. They call me over and shit, you know, pull up, you know, expecting just normal shit. How about the husband come to the door in a straight up maid's outfit? Heels, motherfucking wig, lipstick, the whole motherfucking nine yards.
Okay.
Opens up the door. Nigga say, "Hello, sir." I'm like, "Oh, shit. All right. What's up?" It's like, "My wife is waiting downstairs for you." Nigga takes me downstairs, got a full bar, nigga fixing us drinks. Wife is over here, she's sitting right beside me. We get to talking and shit. She's rubbing on my dick. This nigga's behind the bar watching. Next thing I know, he takes off. Me and her chit chat, you know, doing a little kissing and shit. Next thing I know, this nigga come back. It's like, "I have prepared the room for you guys." Nigga. When I say this nigga prepared the room, nigga don't pull back the sheets, he don't lit candles, he got the lube beside the thing, he got the whips, he got dildos, he got all kinds of shit just laid out, because, you know, I'm about to wreck his wife. You know it. So, you know, we get down, we do his thing, this nigga sitting in the chair watching and shit. We fuck his wife good, you know, we do a little shit. Bust all on his stomach. You know what I tell that nigga to do?
What's that?
Nigga, lick that shit up. Lick that shit up, nigga. Lick my cum off of her.
That's your thing?
This nigga does it. He does everything I tell him to do. Prepare my shower. He prepares my shower. This is just one aspect of a couple. Of a couple.
Quick.
I have many different ones because, you know, I went out to Barnacles one time with this couple.
Okay.
Met him, sitting down, you know, me and the wife chilling, the husband there. Tell this nigga to leave, me and the wife, we having drinks, he's sitting at the bar by himself. Time to pay for the tab. Who we call?
You said, you told me, you said, "Come here, bitch, come pay for this.
Come get the check, nigga. Come get this motherfucking check, because we ain't paying for it."
So you told him to leave?
The house.
And told him to pay.
Oh, yeah. It's always me. The bull always directs the couple.
Okay.
The husband and the wife, we direct. Like, they do what we say, and they already know it from the get-go.
But does the...
So, like... Go ahead.
The husband get on. Like, that's what turns him on, though. Like, the fact that you fucking his wife, though, right? It's not because... I'm guessing the control you have over the wife at that moment in time, that's what... Like, he likes
that
shit.
That's what gets him off.
So, okay, so the meaner you are, he probably likes that shit even more. So the
right.
Okay.
He wants to be disrespected and humiliated. Like, I remember one time, same couple, I go over there and I make her lock him up in a chastity belt, which is, you know, the little thing they put on his nuts, he can't get hard and all that shit. Like, he's sitting over there, you know, got on his little wig and shit, his heels, but he got this little thing around his dick. He can't get hard and can't do shit. She takes him in the room, makes this nigga crawl on, you know, put him on a leash on a collar. And she drags him in the room and sits him on the couch on the corner. And I wear ass out again. It's just humiliation. They enjoy that. They like seeing their wives pleased because they can't please them. So they call in a bull, whether it's a white bull or a black bull.
So, Tony, I got to
call a man.
I got a question for you. So in our live room right now, they're listening to you and they're wondering, what do you get out of it?
Pussy? What you mean?
Hold on, nigga. I'm saying that's not just pussy.
That was my question.
Like watching somebody lick your nut off their wife. There's something else going on. No. They're saying, what do you get out of it?
That was gonna be my question.
What do I personally get out of?
Yeah, like what is it exciting to you too, or like, you know what I'm saying? Is it thrill you as well, or is it really just about just fucking?
It's a little of both. It's more about fucking, but it's also a power trip, like that you know that you have power over this couple. It's the power of knowing her husband is sitting right there. He can't do shit about you fucking his wife. It's kind of a power trip. Like, you're fucking.
But he likes that. So is it really a power trip? That's what I don't understand.
Maybe he doesn't always like it.
If he was getting angry, I could understand that. But he actually is like, the more you fucking the wife, the more he's probably getting hard. So do you still look at it as a power trip? Because he actually doesn't feel like ashamed that you fucking his wife?
Well, in a way, he is ashamed because his dick is small.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Quick question. Tony, quick question. So outside of this, do you have normal sex?
Yeah. Like, you know, just me and another chick. Yeah, that's cool. You know, but the couple thing, you know, the cuckold thing, that's a little bit more exciting because, you know, it's a broad range of things. Like,
okay.
You know, yeah, go ahead.
So just... Yeah, you know, me. What's your ratio? So you more 50-50 cuckold to regular or 75 cuckold? Like, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure more about you, who you are.
Okay. You're figuring out about me. What is this about? Okay. But anyway, I would say I'm probably 70, you know, straight, you know, 30 cuckold, you know. You know, I dib and dab in it a little bit. Back in the day, I used to do that shit 50-50, but now it's just like 30. So, you know,
have you ever had a situation where they like bucked up and changed their mind and got mad?
I can hear you say that again.
Have you ever had a situation where, like, I guess mid stroke, they got pissed off and changed their mind and wanted to fight you?
You crossed the line.
Oh no! We established all of that ahead of time.
So
all of that ahead of time. So they ain't no getting mad.
They don't give you no bread, no money.
Tell him about the situation. Like one time we had met up and you came, you said, hey, you got you had met us out, we was out and about, and you said, I got some motherfuckers tied up.
Smooth, you were the cuckold?
No.
Oh, you thought
No. So tell him that story.
Tony, have you ever cuckolded Smooth?
Tell the story where you had the couple tied up and shit, and you for a few hours or some shit.
I think we may have lost
that metro.
Hey, you there?
Yeah, what happened?
Hey, I don't know, phone hugger. Hey, so Tony, tell us the story where you had that couple tied up and shit. And I know we was out about. You came and told us them motherfuckers tied up right now at the house. I'm like, what? Can they get out? He said, hell no. Not until I get back over there and I lock them motherfuckers.
Oh yeah, you know it. You got me on the thing?
Yeah, you on. Yeah, you back on.
Okay. This ain't illegal, is it?
No, they wanted to be tied up,
didn't they?
Oh, yeah. They
okay, so yeah, you good then, man.
It's all about, you know, what the couple wants and what they desire. So, you know, yeah, it was like, yo, do whatever. So I tied their ass up. Tied them up to the bed, separate beds, tied them up. Call my boys and see who want to come over and get down with it. You know what I mean? I don't know, but this is some crazy shit to me because it's, I don't know. It ain't really black folks. It's mostly white couples. They into that shit.
You said mostly. Yeah. So has there ever been a black couple?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
There has been some black couples.
So
you don't lie. But it's far few. You know, it's more whites than blacks.
So I guess he just had a little dick too, and he was getting shamed for his little black dick.
Yeah, you can say that. I mean, the whole cuckold thing is they're not satisfying their wives. So basically, what they want to do is they want to be able to see somebody else satisfy their wife with them being there. Now, there's occasions where, you know, they don't want to be there and they just want the wife to come home and tell them. but they also want the wife to come home full of cum so they can eat the shit out.
What?
Like, yeah, it's just, it's this crazy shit. It's this crazy scenarios. Like, I don't bust in six and the husband goes down and eats and he cleans it all up. Cleans it all up, sucks it all out of.
Okay, okay. Yeah. What's your, what is your mindset at
like,
that point?
Yeah, like, are you watching? Are you like, oh, bad, that's fucked up?
What's going through your mind when he's, when he's?
I'm just looking at this shit like, okay, I can't believe it, because yo, I used to be a swinger before, so like swinging and cuckolding is two different things. Like when I swung, like, yeah, he's fucking my girl, I'm fucking his girl. And, you know, you got to be a real strong-minded individual for that shit. Because, you know, if some nigga over there fucking your chick, and you're like, damn, this nigga over there beating my pussy up. You know what I mean? So, like, I was thinking in my mind, like, damn, this nigga pounding my chick. I'm about to fuck the shit out of his chick. And so it's just a, it's a mind thing in your head. So, like, you just got to be a strong individual to swing. Because swinging is totally different. But the cuckold shit is on a whole nother level. Because you ain't got to worry about nobody fucking your bitch. All you doing is you doing all the fucking. You doing all the fucking. That same couple I'm telling you about, I'm telling you, they off the chain.
Well, it sounds like it. So the first time, take me back to the first time you bust on a bitch titties or stomach or whatever and dude crawls across the fucking carpet on his knees and starts fucking puppy lapping your cum.
Yeah. Puppy lack.
I mean, what's going through something? You, I mean, because that had to be like, what the fuck? Were you expecting it? Did you guys like when you guys talk pregame? He's like, okay, well, at the end, this is how I like to finish. Or did you not know that that was coming? No pun intended.
Most cuckold couples, you never really talk to the wife. It's always the husband. You're always talking to the husband, so the husband knows everything before you get there. Like, he knew exactly what I like to drink. He knew what I like to mix it with. He knew his duties before I even got there. So he knew when I came that he was supposed to clean it. He automatically knew that, and that's what he did. So you never really talk to the wife. You'll talk, engage with the wife just a little bit, but it's more you're talking to the husband. You're directing him and telling him what you want and what you need, and he makes sure it's done.
I just want to be clear. So you talk pregame, and you told him what this is how it was going to go down, and he knew to like, what to be expected.
Yeah, Larry, I like my balls rubbed. So could you ever rub my balls, Larry?
I don't want to touch my cum afterwards, so get to lick it as soon as I'm bust. Like, yeah. So he knew, though, basically.
He automatically knew. He knew.
Because you say automatically, and that's where I keep getting hung up, because that seems like that's not something that you would automatically know to do.
Yeah, like, did he say, hey, I'm going to be in a maid outfit? Because I, you know what I'm saying? did he tell you that ahead of time, or was that a shocker?
Well, no. He told me he likes to come to the door dressed as a woman. I said, oh, really? All right, well, why don't you come to the door as a maid?
So you're part of the creative process.
He is the creative process.
That's what I'm saying. He's the director. That's what he said.
I don't think nothing happens. So like, I mean, like, you're the brains of the operation.
Pretty much. Like they tell me, you know, he tells me, oh, I like to do this, I like to do that. And so in my mind, all right, I'm gonna orchestrate this. So you say you like to dress myself as a woman, okay, you come to the door as a maid and you greet me. Then you take me to your wife. You fix me my jacket and coat. You know, I'm telling him all of these things, and he does it. So he already knew what I liked.
Wow.
So, yeah, I am the director of the show.
So we have one of our host friends, Reggie, I don't know if you've heard him yet, but he thinks that every time you have sex with someone, you create a soul tie. How does that play into this cuckolding thing? Do you feel like you get connected in some way to these couples?
No. No, I don't think that I'm connected. You know, that's a whole nother level. Like, I think if you're dating someone and you're spending time with them all the time and you're having sex, then yeah, your soul might connect. But if you're just fucking and leaving and it ain't about shit, you ain't connecting no souls. You just busting the water. You keeping it moving. You ain't got no ties to them. You don't feel for them. None of that shit. So the soul tie shit, that's if you're in a relationship.
Nigga, I don't think that. The nigga swallowed your babies, man.
If a nigga, he's swallowing your nuts, y'all kind of in a relationship.
I mean, nigga swallowed your babies. You tied something.
Hey, he might have swallowed it, but we didn't cuddle. The motherfucking difference.
Y'all leak for a few hours.
Hey, so Tony, I know you were saying, hey, you had the chicks, and I know you've set some chicks out before, right?
How easy do you
find it to just set these chicks out? And explain what set them out mean.
All right, now send the chick out, letting your boys come through and, you know, tag along. You know, I've done that for a while, and, like, I kind of get a little pissed off when I think about it because, you know, I don't sat a few motherfuckers out, and they ain't never sat me out. Mm. And I think, yeah, I'm a little upset about that. But, you know, sitting in that is, you know, I meet this chick. I get it to the house. I bust them down. And I tell her, hey, I'm about to call some of my boys. She's like, okay. Whatever you say. So I call up Jay Smooth. Hey, Jay Smooth, come on over. Hey, B-Love, come on over. Hey, Dub, come on over. And guess what? She takes all the dick. She takes it all. And you know what? I pass the number along to them. And guess what? Now they setting around.
So Jay Smooth never set none out for you?
Jay Smooth set out for me? To be honest, no.
Come on, Smooth.
Wait a minute. Have you taken care of him, though?
He just said he did.
Yeah, I thought that was hypothetical.
Oh.
Jay Smooth, I don't say it to you a few times. I don't turn you and Nasty Nail on to somebody, and y'all just go ahead and set it out. So, like, I guess nothing. But that's all right. Y'all still my boys.
That's a trend, because I've hooked him up with some pussy before, too. He never hooked me up with nothing. Never. Not one time.
That's how he is. Hey, you know what I used to call him back in the day?
What that is?
Captain Save-A-Ho.
Oh, we still call him that.
Nothing changed.
Yeah, but hey, T-Man, I appreciate Fritz. You got any more questions for him?
Like, how do you meet those couples? Like, do they just come up to you, or is there a specific website? Like, how do you get that job as a bull? Like,
he trying to get down, T.
He like, how do you get them to eat your nut? That's what I want to know. Like, I just want to know, how do you get in a position to meet those type of people? Because they can't just be saying, hey, would you want to fuck my wife?
No. There's a lot of them out there. They're just undercover. Like, if you go to Johnny Hideaway,
yep,
there's lots of them there.
Cool.
Lots of them.
Johnny
and
Hideaway.
And you can tell. You can just tell. You know, you'll see a couple, and they're dancing or whatever, and they're sitting together, and next thing you know, the wife goes out and she starts talking to a black guy. And the husband, if you pay attention, the husband's over there watching. That's a cuckold couple. You can go to swinger clubs on certain nights to have cuckold night. So there's many different ways where you find these people. They're right there in your neighborhood. You just don't know.
Hey, Tony, it could be your neighbor. Oh, shit. Hey,
it could be your motherfucking neighbor, you know.
Tony, real
hey,
quick,
hey, Miss Parker.
Well, I'm more interested on the bitches that just let you bust them down, you know what I mean, and just be like, hey, I know we just finished, but I got a few homeboys ain't fucked in a while. I'm going to call them up. I mean, how does that work?
How do you meet that girl,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, you meet her at the same, got to meet her at the same locations, right?
Those kind of bitches, you meet them on POF, you meet them on Tinder, meet them on fucking, then that's the trifling hoes. They'll do whatever.
I get you.
But
then they're not just out in the clubs. Like, well, some of them are, but most of them, they want to be hidden. They want to hide and just give up the pussy. That's all. Jace Moon know about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I used to know about that when I was on POF, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. You know. About that Bumble now.
You better get him out of here before he start telling me.
Hey, we appreciate you joining us, man. Hey, thank you for catching up with us this week, man. We appreciate that though, for sure.
All right. Well, next time you see me, nigga, set me up.
Hey, no doubt, dog. We got you.
Yeah, I'm away. I'm going to hold my breath on that one.
Yeah, you got him.
All right, man. We'll holler.
All right.
Bet.
So, Smooth, the live room is asking, so how do you know this individual? That's what they want to know.
Oh, that's like one of my brothers.
But how? How did he become
your brother? So,
have you ever gotten anything off anybody's stomach?
No, I don't, like no nigga nut. No, I don't even want, I ain't trying to touch a nigga nut. If we run a train or run a Jimmy on a chick, I don't want no nut on my hand, no shit.
Okay, so the live room was basically saying, and I mean, I tried to see if he would go there with it, but there's it's not gay, but it's adjacent. There's some adjacentness.
Oh, fuck yeah.
To be thrilled that somebody is.
No, he's directed it. He asked for that. That's his shit. That's what I wanted to get to. If it's happening, it's because he said so. So if dude is licking cum, it's because he wants him to, and he said over and over, he knows what I like. But he kept saying that.
But they had a conversation. So what if the husband say, "Hey, I want to lick your nut." He probably just said, "Okay, that's cool." So he probably also just agreed that. Yeah, you can do that too. So I don't want to just say that he demanded that.
He said, "I know what he knew what I like."
But he also said they have conversations. So you know, leave it to Jay Smooth to bring a guest that has. How credible though? Okay, because the last time we had a guest from Jay Smooth, we were like, "Ah, this nigga's lying." How credible you think this guest was?
You sound credible.
Yeah,
French Reggie, were you impressed?
I'm always impressed with cuckolding. That shit.
We remember.
Yeah, that shit is just so.
But before you were impressed with the husband. Remember, that's you. Like, I'm impressed by him.
Because a man will allow that to happen.
I think he's impressed about the
whole... the scenario. Because he said, like, the one thing, like, I didn't understand was, like, they know they're not satisfying their wives.
Uh-huh.
So, for me, I feel like, so it's a troubled marriage. But the fact that you're allowing that, there's a lot of trust involved in that marriage as well. So, like, I'm like, how are you not satisfying her, but...
What do you mean by it's a troubled marriage?
Because he said the reason why those dudes are letting that shit to happen is because they can't satisfy their wife.
Okay.
So I'm assuming because you cannot satisfy your wife, there's some type of trouble in that marriage.
Why?
Because somebody's unhappy.
So, okay, right now, if a girl were to get with you, right, are you going to satisfy her with dick?
Definitely.
But you broke, though, so you can't satisfy her with money, but she ain't going to... It's not a troubled marriage because you can't give her a you know what I'm saying, a 10-room
But if
mansion.
She's high maintenance and she wants a rich nigga, eventually my brokenness will make her
and
unhappy.
I was just kidding. You're not broke.
Like, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if she was used to ballers and she's now dating
but
a
you wouldn't say
guy,
that's a troubled relationship.
But it will break up eventually because if she cares about a nigga with money and I don't have the money and that's part of her reason to be happy in this relationship, but she's either going to cheat on me with a nigga with money... Or
but
I'm gonna
then,
have to just
but then
loans.
The assumption you just made is that a woman needs to be satisfied in the bed to be happy in the marriage.
She just has to be satisfied, whether it's financially, spiritually, whatever you want to call
but
it.
But what I'm saying is that you assumed it was trouble because the dude couldn't satisfy her in bed.
Yeah, because that's what's fixing it, right?
But that's just an assumption, though. Yeah. So what I'm saying is maybe the fact that he can't satisfy her in bed is irrelevant. She just likes fucking big dick niggas, too.
Yeah, and he doesn't have one. Okay.
And he probably like the Chinese people that in the locker room, the dude dick you rubbed up against. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
I never rubbed
my
dick with him.
I didn't say you rubbed your dick. I said you rubbed up against his dick trying to get to your locker.
I just told him to move. He moved.
Well, his dick.
His dick was right there.
You
but
said you
moved.
Looking at his dick, looking at it, it looked like a little emoji face.
Oh, wait. Kit made a good point and we didn't even catch it. Hmm. How is there nut on this woman's stomach?
I heard
out
that nigga.
And nuts on her stomach.
Yeah, but how? Like how?
So he's raw dogging,
right?
Yeah. Oh, you can pull out the condom in
there. Yeah, you can do that too.
You can still do that. You can still do
that. I guess, but.
But they usually raw dog, I think.
If you make that effort,
here's my thing.
If you have a condom on and you make the effort to pull off to shoot nut intentionally for the lick up.
Well, no, I'm just saying that if there's nut exposed, there's potential for babies, right?
Pretty sure she's taking birth control.
Why would you be sure of that?
If you're in that lifestyle, you're not getting pregnant by the wrong person. For sure.
What are you
either going to abort or birth control?
I'm assuming
those people are the ones that are always getting tested.
You know how many mixed babies there are in the world?
What's he saying?
The people that are into those like crazy kink shit, they get tested frequently. So I'm assuming they make sure that
I think
they get pregnant by the person that they want.
How you know?
I think he's getting the people mixed up with porn stars.
Something.
Like, how do you know that they get... So which ones, what people in that lifestyle that you know told you they get tested? Or where'd you get this information?
I had talked to a swingers couple before.
A swingers couple?
Yeah.
And they get tested? No?
They told me...
So you talked to one. You talked to Jay Smoove. He gets tested regularly.
You talked to a couple?
What?
Yeah.
Like, you just met him on the train with...
Cuckold.
Right. Why are you thinking? You got thinking too hard.
I'm trying to see because I knew them, but when I had that conversation,
you knew them, so you no longer know them.
No, like I kind of when I had that conversation with them, it wasn't the first time.
How'd you meet them?
I'm trying to see how I met them.
Is this like the same person I had? Mean like Instagram?
No, Instagram model.
You said when I had them?
That's what I'm saying. When I had that conversation, I had prior engagements with them before.
Like what?
Like what kind of engagement?
You sipping up the nut?
You had an engagement with a married couple?
Lapping up the nut?
We've talked before.
You just make it a habit to talk to married people or couples?
Swingers.
Who just goes up to a married couple and meets them? Like, hey, you guys married?
That's what I'm saying.
But they're swingers too.
When we had the swingers conversation,
yeah.
I already had talked to them previously. So it's not like my first conversation with them was not that conversation.
Right.
That's why we were able to be comfortable enough to have that type of conversation.
So do y'all believe French Reggie?
Not really.
I just don't remember where I met them.
There's so many holes in this story about how he met this.
I just don't remember how I met them, but I just knew when we had that conversation because it was a young couple.
I can tell you we talked plenty of times.
Right. I just don't know where I know you from.
I just know
it was like a mutual thing. It was like a mutual friend.
What was mutual?
Like a mutual friend of theirs was a mutual friend of mine, and we met at a gathering, and then from there,
it's okay if you don't know somebody.
I just don't remember exactly like how we met. I just remember it was like
here's
mutual people like. Brought us together.
So you remember last week I was saying that the control is the guy. Remember I was saying that?
Yeah.
The guy's in control.
Right.
But I can't understand now that I'm hearing Tony talk, I don't understand the dynamic anymore. Because it sounds like the guy's in control.
But he relinquishes all control?
To Tony.
And it's almost like they have a relationship. So he's like dating the dude.
Right.
No, don't say dating.
I like Jack and Henny. I like, you know what I'm saying?
Because the dude's
getting to know you. Like the dude, like, hey, so let's go hang out and get to know me.
The chick is just a fuck piece.
Yeah, like,
right.
That was a little.
Yeah, no, that's why I kept asking, like
y'all are dating a little bit.
I'm trying to get into that part.
I wouldn't call it dating.
I think it's
their agreement.
He's the lawyer.
What do you do?
So you talk to the lawyer when you're about to make a contract.
No.
So the husband's the lawyer.
What do you do when you first meet a woman? What do you do? Like you first
meet
her.
You get to know them.
You get to know them. That's what it sounds like him and the dude do.
Right.
They're like, yo, how you like your balls rubbed? Oh, I like my balls rubbed with lips and fingers. Oh, okay. Wet fingers. And he's like, well, so what kind of drink you like? You like?
I mean, I see what you're saying.
I like a hot rag when I get done fucking.
I see what you're saying. I just wouldn't use the word dating.
No, but basically,
that's what dating is,
right? And you get to know each other. He said, "Dude, you know, is in essence trying to satisfy him, right?
He
wants to make sure the bull is satisfied.
Hey, wait, guys, this cage ain't on my dick yet. Can you somebody come put this cage on my dick? Like, I may come to the door in a dress because I like being in dresses. That's getting to know this nigga. They getting to know each other prior to the event.
He said he made him wear a chastity belt. Now, see, and that's where I could go all fucking a whole show talking about this shit because I want to know. What do you mean you made him wear? Was this a prearranged agreement where he said...
Yeah, because they talked before, so it had to be.
Or does he come in and just start fucking slinging his big dick around and be like, now you know what? I feel like a monster. Nigga, get your bitch ass over there and put this chastity belt on. We're going to ad-lib.
We're going to have to get him on an iPhone because we couldn't hear... We could barely hear what he was saying.
Right.
And that's that Android shit, but...
That was his voice.
We're going to have him back where we can amplify that a little bit better so that we can have the full conversation. Because I felt like, you know, it was hard to hear everything he was saying.
Reggie's over here soft voice shaming now. Isn't that?
I wasn't soft voice shaming.
2020.
I just thought it was his voice just because I know I have a low voice. So
you have a little voice?
Low voice.
Oh, this is a little voice. I need to get your voice cuckolded.
Yeah.
Man, so that was cool, man. I mean, it was a different side.
But y'all don't think something's wrong with those husbands? Like, you don't think, like...
I think something's wrong with everybody in that scenario.
Say, what the fuck is
every
he talking about?
Every single fucking human being in that scenario is batshit crazy.
You think the wife is crazy because she...
Yes.
Why? She wants bigger dick. What's wrong with a woman wanting bigger dick?
How could...
Okay. In front of her husband?
No, right. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how a woman... What her viewpoint is after...
Watching her husband.
After her dude being in that situation, I don't know. What does she think of him? Like, I mean, this nigga keeps coming over here beasting the pussy in front of you. You know what I'm saying? He's degrading you. He's putting fucking big fucking mechanical panties on you and shit.
But the thing about it is, it's just like how you were saying. You just it's a certain a mindset, or just you have to be.
Who are you talking as?
I'm talking about just being all parties involved, right? You just have to be, just to be able to go through with all of that shit, right? It's a certain you. I'm trying to think of the word I want to say about this shit, because like it's like I had the a neighbor that lived next door to my daughter, right?
Yeah,
she had to. She had a friend. The neighbor that lived next door to my daughter, right?
Dark alley.
So she had a friend. She had a friend, white, because Tony was talking about most white people do this shit, right? Mm-hmm. White girl. Yeah. She had a dude that was Brazilian. He wanted somebody to come in and fuck while that nigga sit in the corner and watch, right? And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, what if that nigga get mad? Like, be asked, nigga, did anybody ever turn on you? I'm like, I'm fucking the shit out of this bitch. And that nigga might get mad and be like, oh, no, fuck that. I'm about to fight that nigga. He fucking up way too good. Like, you does lost the me. Shit I, ever I
thought
turn?
You were, I thought you were talking about something else, and now you went to a different...
No, I'm saying just like, I'm talking about, and like a situation like that. When I had a situation where a motherfucker wanted me to fuck somebody.
Whoa, so you had a cuckold situation?
No, I had somebody that wanted like me to do that. And I said no, because I didn't know how... I didn't know if somebody would turn on me and be like, you fucking are way too good. I say, and he was going to pay me $500 to do the shit.
Wow. And we're just now hearing about this.
Yeah.
So I think I might have said that before. No, I think no, I might have said that before.
All these weeks we've been talking about this shit.
You didn't take the five?
Shit.
Why you didn't take the
five?
Nah,
because I was kind of scared. Because I'm like, I don't know if this nigga might turn on me and shit like that. But yeah.
And you can't fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's 55 and five. But
man, $500 though?
Yeah. And I was like,
and you were single?
I'm never single. I'm always in a relationship somewhere, right? Somewhere I'm in a relationship. So I think I was in a relationship then, but yeah, wanted to give me some money for that shit. I'm like, I don't know, because you got to be kind of strong in that situation.
But who?
I'm talking about just mindset to go through with all that shit and kind of be off your, like Beyonce say, bad shit.
As the boy, you got
to
be.
But I'm like, just all parties involved, just your mental mindset has to be strong to even go through with it. Well, you just about to be some different shit.
You seem pretty impressed when he was on the phone.
Yeah, you were smiling the whole
cause,
time.
Because one, I always, you know, because like the shit that he was talking about, right? That's before like I met a J Mac who was into polygamy. Not that he's, you know, go to poly parties and shit, but I had never met anybody like that, right? So that was the story that I had, you know, somebody that was actually into the swingers life.
Before you go through all that, I'm just wondering, had you taken that 500? You nut on girls. You nut on girls' stomach. Dude comes crawling across the ring, like the girl from the ring and shit. And puppy laps that shit up. What you doing?
Nigga, I don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck. Fuck that shit. What about you, Reggie?
I ain't got to kiss that nigga out there. It's licking my nut.
I wouldn't look at that part. I would be putting my pants on trying to go.
Oh, see, now you switching up on us, man.
No, I never said I liked it
you
for me.
You admired the...
I just thought it was fascinating a man would do that. I just thought like, yo,
so
I
you wanna, don't, you don't, so you don't want to see you don't that be fascinated,
live?
Nigga?
You don't want to see that live?
You, you don't want to be fascinated?
No. Because now, because like...
I feel like you bullshit right
watching
now.
It on porn and then knowing this is your actual nut, like this
whoa.
Is...
Whoa. You watch that on porn?
That's where I got... That's why I talked about it that day.
He don't watch the regular
the porn.
He don't watch the regular
ones
no
more. I came and talked about it.
Hey, Jay Swoo, before we get away from this, man, because I what number were you when you be like, when he called up the homies to bust it down? Like, and does she wash up between y'all niggas? How does this work, nigga?
Yeah, do y'all still eat pussy?
So the time. The
y'all
time,
all be in the same room at the same time?
So the time. So one time that he called me up, right? During this time, I couldn't make it that night. It was that night it was about 8 niggas that fucked this one chick.
I don't want to hear about the time you were there.
The times that I've actually me and him, it was just me and him. We wind up knocking old girl down. It's just me and him knocking down.
So y'all in the same room?
I've never had it. Yeah, of course. I've never had it where it was a group like that. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just like because he was the one that one of the first guys I knew that would meet chicks and like he talked about set them out. Like, I'm like, how do you find these fucking chicks that let niggas just run dick like this?
So the girl that I set out for you that you didn't, why are you willing to take his offer? But when I gave you one, you was
I'm
like,
gonna tell you, that's because that was early on. When your shit happened, that was way early on. So I learned my lesson. I learned. So the next time the opportunity, see, I had to seize the opportunity that next time. See, that nigga caught me. I woke up and I was like, what the fuck?
I know the answer.
What's that?
Were you in the room naked too?
No.
See, well, that's the difference.
Shut the fuck up, nigga.
No, you
shut the fuck up.
There you go. Just no, asked you, was he no. in there with
you? He said, of no. course.
Of course.
It wasn't even the same day.
I mean, come on. What are you talking about? I'm just saying.
This was years later. When Beyonce did that shit early on, this was years later. That shit happened to me. The second experience came around with somebody. Hey, I got a motherfucker. Hey, throw an alley. Here you go. Knock it down. I'm like, I wasn't ready. It was totally caught off guard. I'm like, what the fuck? Waking up out my sleep with a beautiful naked ass woman in front of me, like, fuck, nigga. It was like Christmas, like, and I couldn't believe it. I'm like, fuck. But then when she was vanished, I'm like, fuck.
More question. Do you go raw or are you wearing protection? Y'all swapping? Y'all plunging each other's nut?
No, nigga. Hey, we protection, my nigga. I'm coming over there with mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did she give all y'all head or y'all just?
No, he
just
was
fuck?
Only it was only him and another dude.
Well, was she giving both of y'all head or?
Yeah, they get head. Yeah.
With the condom on?
I've had them get a condom on and off.
Interesting.
So, Mac, what were you saying before we had the guest come in about the erectile dysfunction?
Dry pussy.
I was talking about the equivalent for
women. I think that's the same.
I do too.
But I think that when women get older, they drive anyway.
Well, I thought
when they get older, that's when they want to fuck more.
Yeah, but I think that their body just degenerates.
Doesn't mean that they don't want to fuck. So this is the thing.
That's why you got to just put some chicken grease on it or something.
I think you got to do just like we talked about it, right? With the whole erectile dysfunction thing, right?
Right.
Nobody's ever had ED problems when they're fucking jacking off, right? Like, that's not an issue.
I don't know that that's true.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think.
I don't know that that's
maybe
true.
Maybe if you're trying to, I mean, like on the second or third nut, maybe.
I think people that go to the doctor to get medicine,
they really can't get hard.
Always have that issue.
Even on porn?
Just whatever. Just the fact that their dick doesn't get blood to
you
it.
You know what? I'm fucking tripping because I'm talking from like a dude that, like, okay. So I don't know. I'm doing to be honest. I'm being authoritative on a situation I have no clue fucking experience
That's
with.
It's not me. I know what the fuck I be talking about.
No, nigga. You be talking about some shit. You be like,
I be know what the fuck I be talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
He be talking about some, especially some whole fucking other shit, like street shit or some fucking jail shit. You're like, matter of fact, I don't know. I never been there, but this is what I just assumed.
White pussy is such as a right. I never had no white pussy.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
No, but I think that there are guys who especially the ones who have to get like that little pump shit, that's a done data. That don't get hard for anything. I don't give a fuck what you type in your search bar. Have you ever had that where you had to type certain shit in your search bar to get your dick hard? French Reggie's not laughing and he's very quiet.
No, I'm just trying to think.
I'm worried about French Reggie because he's fucking in his early 20s having dick issues.
I knew it because I was nervous. Yeah, I knew that.
Wait a minute.
I was talking about French. When me and Jason was talking about French. When you're so excited you can't keep your hard.
You done that while watching porn? You were so
excited. He's saying because he thought I have ED problems. I was nervous
in the search
I was not ashamed of that. I was like,
French, some niggas have had that problem before.
Not in my early 20s.
I've never had nervous dick.
And I was nervous.
Well, you be so anxious to get this pussy and then motherfuckers you just be like, let me calm the fuck down.
That's when you're nervous to get the pussy, that motherfucker like I might touch the pussy, like, and explode.
Yeah, you might nut quicker. I've never been like this.
Man, that happened to me.
I'm telling you, it's like nigga had stage fright. Like that motherfucker
that's exactly
was like
what it feels like.
I'm telling you, that motherfucker did not show up and I was mad as fuck. And I'm telling you, the lesson that I learned from that shit, when I was about to get ready to go get pussy, I'd be like this, nigga, just calm the fuck down. Don't even think about the shit. Just let it happen. Cause when you think about it, it don't happen the way that you really want it to.
Yeah,
you know
I put
what
a
saying?
Lot of pressure on myself.
It was like
and this was in your early 20s too?
Nigga, yeah. I was
17.
And then one time I had a big girl, you know what I'm saying, that I just had. I was like,
wasn't attracted to.
One time. I had a couple of big girls in my life, but doing this one time with a big girl, I just had to make sure that I wasn't thinking about it. I'm like, man, just don't think about it because you just won't get motherfucking excited. I'm telling you, the motherfucker just flop.
Yeah, that happened to me, bitch. Yeah, that happened to me.
Yeah, that's a problem. And believe me, it's
I don't think it's a problem.
No, but that's
it doesn't
ED.
Happen frequently.
No, but that's ED though. That's how it happens. It starts off as a random event, and then you know, mushroom clouds into
something. There was one time y'all scared me. I had to stop watching porn for a moment because of y'all. Because he was talking. Beyonce was talking about. Apparently, when you watch too much porn, you won't be excited for the real sex.
Yeah.
So I just stopped watching porn. I was like, I never want to be in that position.
No,
I just had to stop watching porn for like a good 6 months.
It reprograms your brain.
I don't know. I'm still don't understand how that happens, though. It's like, I've been watching porn. I'm still getting
hard. It's the same way that crack happens. It's the dopamine.
Yeah. Yeah, that was real. A true article.
Because, so, like, we
a true article. Say,
am I talking about some shit I don't know about now?
That was real source. It was source and everything. Like, there was studies on it.
Absolutely.
High percentage.
Absolutely.
That's the problem. That's why I stopped, because it was a high percentage.
That's why I was saying about the search bar. Your search bar gets crazier and crazier the more days in a row you jack off. If you jack off for, like, 700 days in a row, I promise you by 701, you into some crazy shit. Regular anal? Nah, bruh. That ain't gonna get it. You gotta see some crazy shit, 701.
See, I don't got no gateway drugs, man. I just find my nice high zone and I stay there.
I don't believe you, man. This is technical.
I might tinkle with a little blow, you know, here and there, but but I don't stay there, you know what I mean?
I don't believe you.
I don't accelerate to heroin.
I don't believe. This is study. Your brain, I mean, yes, your brain is much different, but this is studied. The studies say that you are not as excited the next day after seeing something like Monday. Monday, you get some regular shit. Tuesday, you're like, regular shit's cool. Wednesday, you're like,
But there's so much shit.
I wonder what else they be doing these pussies. You know
what I'm saying? There's so much shit, though, right? That you don't have to, like who was it? What's Butterfly Boo name? Lord Snooty.
She gonna snap y'all for that shit.
Laura Snooty posted some shit, and it was two chicks with a strap on. See, that had fell out of my rotation. Like, you forget stuff. Like,
nah,
right?
Man, you know about strap on.
I know, but see, by the time you get back to it,
that chick you posted, the natural, that's the one I was talking about. The other time I said the girl was named Natural or something. Uh-huh. That's the girl I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
You like her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what's up. See, right. That's what I'm saying. There'd be new shit. Same
that's
genre.
Not new. That ain't
same
new.
Same genre. It's new to me.
That's not new.
It's Matt. Like a fucking used car. It's like his Carvana car.
Matt.
You like that motherfucker, right? It's new to you, huh?
Yeah, love it.
Fucking shit is
dope.
That is
not the same thing.
It's new to him.
Yeah, but he don't love it the same way he did when he first got the motherfucker out the vending machine.
He loves it the same way that the motherfucker who bought it brand new off the showroom loved it.
You know how many times he's already put it in sport mode and pushed together? Ooh, see how good I can drive?
He did try to flex on me last week.
Every time we leave this motherfucker.
That's going to start happening less and less because he's not excited by the 7 horsepower he gets when he puts it in sport mode.
I'll leave that little electric car.
Whatever. Mm.
Take off.
That's fine, but you gotta.
But this is what I think too, right? I think you have to focus. Like you were talking about the reason why you were fucking having, you know, floppy dick issues is because you guys were focused, unable to focus, or you
too
know, over
nerves.
Over too
yeah, stage
nerves.
Fright, all of that,
right? And I think you know the same thing would dry pussy, right? I mean, or with real erectile dysfunction, you got to do. Back in the day, like I was talking in the early 20s, fucking dick get hard just because the bitch get
the
naked.
The wind blow, nigga.
I mean, soon as you know you're going to get some pussy, like you talk about that excitement, and that's why I didn't understand it not working because it was like, that would put it into overdrive. Nowadays,
I don't get that. Yeah, I still don't get that. But
nowadays it needs. I need some romance. You know what I mean? It's different, and I think that's the whole thing with wet pussies.
But nowadays, J-Mac, to me, it just depends on the motherfucking chick. Because I've had chicks that just didn't fucking do it for me. And I really thought it was me. So I'm in the motherfucking sex though and buying shit. And I was like, it's really not motherfucking me like that. Because you're right, to that point. The wind blow, goddammit, it's a good downside. You know what I'm saying?
No.
The motherfucking shit act right.
We went
you know
too,
what I'm saying?
We
you
went
said
too
something
far.
That we need to question.
You said you thought it was you, so you went to the sex store.
So I was in a sex store buying pills and shit, thinking that it was really me. But then I'm like, with this chick, my shit ain't doing right. But with this chick, hey, she has no fucking problem. And I'm just energized a bunny.
Have you ever had a girl that couldn't get wet or wasn't getting wet?
So you had ED a lot of times.
That wouldn't get wet. I've had situations where chicks.
Did you feel like that was you?
Nah, it was that motherfucking racket ass pussy, bitch. Hey, you need this. When I had that situation, they just put some spit on it and call it a day and start it up.
That's okay. It. You got to do a little bit more than that.
So at this point in your life, when your dick doesn't get hard, is it always because of ED or is it because you're not excited by the pussy?
I'm always excited about the pussy, but it's always. just it could be just the chick I'm not as excited about.
Okay, she's attached to the
pussy. Just like this, right? She is attached to the pussy. You know, it's just like some chicks. Well, you guys are married, so it's been a while for you guys, right?
Well, it's been a while.
Since, you know, just have a different chick, you know, you with a different chick and how they just might excite you, right? You know, so it's like me and French could probably, well, the French don't fuck that much, but it's just like, depending on the motherfucking chick, that could just really, really fucking excite you. Like, it's like when you first meet a chick and you hug, and you don't even want to hug her close because your dick hard, right? And you don't want to be embarrassed.
That's you know what you want to hug her so she can know.
What I'm saying is you bring too much attention.
Stand by. You do realize that you guys, with the dick stage fright and the hard dick and the hug, that's not cool, right? Mac, have you ever had that issue as an adult? As an adult, have you ever had an issue where I can't hug her because my dick is hard?
No. I disagree with that part. Now look, I'm saying,
going to hug her because my dick is hard.
No, listen to what I'm saying.
So he has the issue, so he's not saying he don't have the issue.
He leans into
it. He's just not ashamed of it.
At my older age, when my dick get hard and I hug him, I don't have a problem now, but I'm saying when I was at my younger age and your dick get hard and it's just like this, so you trying to hug her, you push back because you don't want it to be on it.
Belly or dick? Because that looked like a belly.
He didn't look like a dick.
So look, let me ask you a question. Huh? Is it possible that she's not wet because you're not exciting?
It could be. It could be both.
No, that's what I'm thinking.
I would say it could be both.
That was the first question I asked when you said that.
But just like he said it, you know, it wasn't me, it was them.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's the same way in return. So if you are, you know, with someone and you're like, oh, she ain't wet, that's a you problem. And I think conversely, same thing with the dudes. Now, again, I'm going to put some disclaimers out there. If a nigga just maybe jacked off right before he trying to fuck, that could be a problem. Or if he busted a nut with another chick and now he trying to fuck with you, that could be a problem. But if just on a straight even basis, if the dick won't get hard, I think you need to do more work, women. And the same thing for guys. If the pussy ain't wet...
I'm not against lube.
No, I'm not saying you could be against lube. But
Smooth says he don't fuck with it. Didn't you also say that?
I don't use lube.
I don't have a problem. I'm totally not against lube. If that's the way it's going today, like you know,
natural spit. Goddamn, man.
Spit is not viscous though. Unless you got some fucking now and later spit. What you be eating now and later?
I'm always eating something sweet. You know.
So Mac, you saying that I didn't try. No.
Now you're touching
him? Don't touch me. He said in 2020, we got to stop the gay shit.
Hey, I'm talking about a fat boy type
shit. Hands up, don't shoot, babe. You fat boy do type this shit to yourself.
Hey, yo, that's what I'm talking
about. So, Mac, you're saying that if you're a girl and your pussy's dry, it's her fault?
No, it's the dude's fault. Like, if you guys are getting in, you're probably rushing. You're probably gone too fast. You need to put in more work. And the same thing with the dick. Like,
but when I had that situation when I couldn't get hard, that was completely my fault. Because she tried everything. She tried to get me. I just was that nervous.
So you're not talking about, like, just the prelims. You actually were butt naked.
We was trying to fuck.
With a noodle.
Yes.
And you're saying it's because of stage fright.
Yeah. I was just, yeah.
In his 20s. Hey. No, he said 17.
I was 17, yeah. I was really like, I was.
Did you come in your pants first?
I don't think so.
That was your experience too, Smooth? You're agreeing that happens to you before too?
Yeah. Like, it's just. We tried everything. I had to eat our pussy for hours to make up for it.
Butt naked.
Yes. You tried to do what? I ate her pussy like for the whole night.
She probably loved you.
She loved you. She didn't have a problem. Like, but she was cool with it. Like, she wasn't like mad. Like, she didn't make me feel like super. I was ashamed, but she didn't make it even worse. She was like, it's okay. Like, shit happens.
Wow.
You know, and I just ate her. Like, she was a good sport about it. She wasn't like.
Nigga, wait a minute. So you saying 2 hours later after eating pussy, your dick hadn't calmed down, you were still nervous?
Because your whole moral goes down when that happened. I was embarrassed. I don't think I wanted to even get hard no more after that. I had to let a day pass to like.
Well, so what else was she doing? What else was she doing to try to get the motherfucker to stand up?
She tried to ride me. She tried to suck my dick. She sucked my dick for hours before I started.
So check this out. Wow. You were sober?
Yeah, I was sober.
He was 17.
If you had a whiskey dick or something like that, I could understand that, right? Like you got too fucked up to your dick didn't work. That makes sense.
Summertime.
It was sober excitement dick?
Yeah.
I never heard of that.
See, it was exactly what happens when you have stage fright. Like,
Motherfucker didn't show up.
Yeah, straight up. That's exactly how.
Did you ever want to go see the odd? I went
to the bathroom like 7 different times, like slapping myself, trying to jacking off.
You weren't like on no drugs or nothing either.
No, I was just literally stage
first
fright.
First piece of pussy.
The difference, literally stage fright.
The difference in essay is that would have been a quicker experience for me. I don't think I would have stuck around for like.
I was trying to fuck, bro.
Fritz killed himself.
I was trying to fuck and she was trying to fuck. Cause I think we're 17. Like we just started fucking. Like
did you ever fuck her afterwards?
Yeah, plenty of times afterwards. That's when she was cool. That's
plenty
when
she of times. Like, so she let you come back after that?
But she stayed.
Nigga ate her pussy for like 2 days.
She stayed.
Right.
She didn't just go home when I couldn't get hard. She stayed.
Pussy marathon.
So yeah. That same day or the next day or something? Or
a couple of days later.
So is she broken? What made her stay? What do you think made her stay? She just cared about
pity?
You?
Yeah, I think she cared about me.
Really?
Genuinely, she
and you fucked her over. Where is she now? You know what I'm saying?
That
woman stayed with you with
cool
a noodle.
Still. We cool
when,
still.
When a nigga, you know, when a nigga falls short like that, is she staying, you know, and cuddles cool you and strokes your ego? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Baby, it's not that bad.
Bullshit. That's all for her. That's her ego. She's like, hey. This nigga couldn't get his dick hard.
Right.
What's wrong with me?
They do.
She thought something was. We had like a whole conversation.
Because normally, she's like, this never fucking happens. Like, I mean, you must not be attracted to me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but we cool. We cool still.
I don't know. I think that means you need to, you know, you just need to put in a little more work. You know what I'm saying? And it needs to be effort.
Wait,
you know
what I mean? One time, y'all making it seem like this is a common problem.
Hey, hold on. That nigga put in a whole day and a half. He ain't pushed that nigga jaws was tight.
Yeah. I can't understand.
It's not a common problem.
That's how
I know it was my nerves because it's like, it doesn't happen anymore.
You should have called Tony and let that nigga come fuck your girl for you.
You could have came to the door like a fucking waitress.
So that's why he admires the cuckold.
Yeah, that's why.
Right. Because he's like, I've been there. Where you couldn't do for her, and you felt bad, right? Because you wanted to do for her.
He loved her enough to let her get some OD.
The only part about the cuckold that's crazy to me is because the man doesn't, like, he stays there and watches it, and then some of them will lick the nigga's nut. Like, it's like, how, like, why you want to be embarrassed that bad?
What I wonder, do you think they hold eye contact? Like, hold eyes?
They
like,
have to. That's weird. The whole shit is fucking weird.
The guys
you
hold
think
eyes?
While he's licking it, he's licking
no,
at Tony?
No, while he's like, pow, pow, and he's just looking at him like,
there is, I think he's probably just focusing
there
on
is
fucking.
A symbiotic relationship that happens between those two dudes. I don't care what you say. They're dating in some weird way.
It's a connection.
It's a relationship.
I am more confused now after speaking with Tony about this than I was prior to. I thought it was maybe just some... The cuckold dude is like, you know, I'm a boss at work, so
I don't like that excuse.
Okay, whatever. I wanted it to be something, but now it seems like there's a relationship and it's symbiotic.
Oh yeah,
they can't work without the other.
I heard I was reading
this
about
nigga
that.
Said it was 50-50 for him for a while.
Yeah,
like,
he wasn't
even having like regular sex anymore.
That's why I wanted to know. Is this your all time gig type?
He likes that more though. He said that.
And now it's time to fatten Jay up with knowledge, if that shit is even possible.
All right, supercontinent that existed during the late Paleozoic and early Mesozoic eras. Many say this continent split to make the many continents we now have.
Eurasia.
This Italian plumber resides in the Mushroom Kingdom and is tasked with saving Princess Peach from Bowser.
It's the name of the Italian plumber?
Yeah.
Something Serotonin.
What?
Who?
Serotonin.
What? Right.
Something DiVincio. Let's go with DiVincio.
Okay. Recent NBA recent NBA basketball rules that dictate when a shot is rebounded by the team already on offense, how many seconds are returned to the shot clock?
14 seconds.
This styling foam for hair shares its name with dessert and sounds like one of the huge animals of the northern hemisphere.
Say the question again.
This styling foam for hair, you know it?
No, I thought, say, this styling
this
foam.
This styling foam for hair shares its name with a dessert and sounds like one of the huge animals of the northern hemisphere. Styling
foam for hair. Sounds like a dessert. I'll pass. Go with the next one.
Which rapper from Bed-Stuy recently got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
From Bed-Stuy? Recently to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
So 2019 recently?
Yes, now. Just happened. Like just happened.
Biggie Smalls.
Okay, last question. This styling foam for hair shares its name with dessert and sounds like one of the huge animals of the northern hemisphere. All right, you don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, Smooth.
I think you should have done that a couple times, like where you say, we asked them to repeat the question.
because I fear you didn't know exactly what he had said on one of these.
I probably didn't.
No, I'm pretty sure by your answer you didn't.
Ready to go? All right. This supercontinent that existed during the late Paleozoic and early Mesozoic eras. Many say this continent split to make the many continents we have now.
This continent split?
Yes.
Okay. And it's only one, right? Okay.
The supercontinent was one. It broke into many. Or was said to, alleged to.
Pass.
Okay. This bitch don't know. This Italian plumber resides in the Mushroom Kingdom and is tasked with saving Princess Peach from Bowser.
I don't know that one. Really?
Say that again.
Oh. This Italian plumber resides in the Mushroom Kingdom and is tasked with saving Princess Peach from Bowser.
Mario.
Recent NBA basketball rules dictate that when a shot is rebounded by the team already on offense, how many seconds are returned to the shot clock?
If it's say that again.
Seconds.
Recent NBA basketball rules dictate that when a shot is rebounded by the team already on offense, how many seconds are returned to the shot clock?
10 seconds.
All right. This styling foam for hair shares its name with a dessert and sounds like one of the huge animals of the Northern Hemisphere. Boost. Which rapper from Bed-Stuy recently got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Bed-Stuy. Notorious B.I.G.
Uh-oh. Wow.
Yeah, you gone, Prince Reggie.
Yeah.
You came back from China. You came back from China and got
dumb
slapped.
Shit.
He got slapped down. Come on, let's go through them.
Okay, the supercontinent that broke into many continents.
What did he say,
America?
Eurasia?
He said Eurasia. It's Pangea.
Pangea, nigga.
This bitch don't know about Pangea. The Italian plumber that resides.
I don't know that one.
It's a video
Mario,
game.
Nigga.
Super Mario Brothers?
Peaches.
Yeah, well, Bowser. When you think about Italian plumber, I'm not thinking Mario. That's when you
so
see
it. Like, I be knowing this nigga. Yeah. So you get caught up in all that shit.
Talking to the mic. Yeah.
Hey, he had that bullshit.
And the whole time, I thought Mario was Mexican.
Wait, no.
Yeah, I really thought so. Until
Luigi and Mario.
I always thought he was Mexican for some reason.
Mac, why did he say that I have a hat on? What does that have to do with anything?
Who said that?
You said go ahead. This hat on. No, okay.
I did but not this nigga that. Though, what did you say though? What was your answer?
Something DiVincio. Because you said Italian. That's what fucked me up, the whole Italian part.
Well, Mario and Luigi.
You have to listen. Yeah, but I grew up thinking Mario and
you
Luigi
got a hat on,
Mexican.
Nigga. You should have said
I don't know why.
You thought Luigi was Mexican?
I just thought they were Mexican for some reason.
And you thought Princess was what? And Bowser was who?
Recent NBA basketball rules that dictate what an offensive rebound, it goes back to 14 seconds.
I said that.
Oh, shit. Okay, so it's 1-1, right?
Yes, it's 1-1.
He didn't say Pangea.
No, he said Mario. He said Mario and fucked you up.
This styling foam that sounds like a dessert and is mousse.
Sounds like a dessert. Mousse.
I don't know hair products.
Neither one of you niggas got hair, so
you don't know about mousse.
But I know
not really.
But he said mousse. J Smooth got mousse.
I've heard about it, but I don't know about it.
2-1, and then you guys both got the rapper.
So 3-2.
Wow.
Yeah, he got me. Shout out for you for knowing Mario.
Hey, nigga, 2020, we fat bitches like French Fresh. Yeah, you my bitch, nigga. To the next one.
Don't ever say that.
To the next one. To the next.
Why you want a nigga to be your bitch?
Would you make? Because you gonna be cuckold. Sit your ass in the corner, nigga, with that chastity belt on.
Would you make him lick nut off your girl's stomach?
Hey, nigga, lick that
his
nut
girl's
out.
Stomach.
He said yes.
Never do that.
Yes, he would.
French Fresh, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm not saying you gay, man, but you were very excited by the idea of what the guy, the husband in the cuckold was at weeks ago. I don't know how I remember how many weeks ago it was.
You said
impressed. Was that the word,
yes,
Mac?
Yeah, I was impressed.
Yeah. That doesn't mean I would do it. You can't, like, what's wrong with being impressed by someone's psyche? Like,
if
you know,
what? Okay. Like, I go to the gym. You know, I see that nigga bench pressing, like, 260 pounds. I'm like, damn, that's impressive. I wish I could do that.
For that example, I can understand why you wish you could do that. But there's also certain things, like when I see a dude for X Games do a crazy 360 in the air.
Impressive. I wish I could do that.
I don't necessarily wish I could do that.
I wish I could do that.
Like, but I'm not impressed by the guy that says, man, you know what I can do? Here's my talent.
Yeah, but what's impressive about it is the fact that he's another man with pride and ego can allow himself to get low.
Is it impressive for a gay dude to lick nut off somebody's stomach?
But that's his lover. He's not going to lick somebody else's nut.
What makes you assume that this dude has fucking pride?
Right.
Like, I mean,
I'm just saying, as most men usually have some form of pride and ego.
Most men don't do this.
Okay, so because most men don't do this, so when I hear or see a man is willing to do that and actually get excited by it, I'm impressed by, like, whoa, like, what? Why does your brain work that way? I'm impressed by that thinking pattern. That doesn't mean I want to experience it. I'm just impressed that there's people in this world that are into those things. Like, see, I'm just impressed by that. Like, whoa. But I don't think that doesn't mean I want to do it. I'm just like, whoa, like, this is, you're a different breed.
That guy.
And I'm impressed by that.
That guy that you was in the gym where he was impressed that you was in that dick watching.
Yeah, you did put a naked Asian man in the boomer.
I covered show the necessary parts. I just wanted to show y'all, because the listeners didn't get a chance to hear that show, but I wanted to really show you how free they are in the locker room. This guy was sitting down, but
we saw a picture.
Smoking.
No, it wasn't. It was a video.
Yeah. So this I'm showing you. Like, he could have put some pants on.
What did he say to you when he caught you recording him?
He didn't catch me recording him.
Slick. Cringe.
So how often do you take videos?
This is my first time.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, he was.
So, now that you've broken your cherry, though, it should be nothing to do it again, right?
There's no reason to do it again. Because y'all are the first people that I did understand. Because all the other people I talked to,
we know what a naked dude is. We understand the premise.
I wanted to show you why I had that situation with the
French
dude.
French Reggie. Every YMCA has naked white dudes in Indian style. We did not need to see it. You chose to take photo or video of that because
he needed a souvenir.
Because y'all did not understand.
We don't understand what a naked guy
is. No, the part of me explaining why I had to tell the dude with the small dick to move to get to my locker.
Is it still in your photo library?
No.
Hey, look, J-Mac.
I guarantee it is.
J-Mac, it would be hard for me to believe that this nigga don't have another video of that nigga with that little bit of ass dick in there. Hey, that nigga beat off to that shit. That video.
He's moving it through it hella fast. He's like, it's not. No, I don't know.
He dead for you to get this. Man, it would be hard for me to believe that nigga don't have that picture of that nigga with that short dick in there.
Because you would have to see me take that picture if I wanted to take a picture.
Turn it on record and just get him.
I did want to ask Tony, though, if he ever interacted with dude other than watching him, you know, lick the nut.
But I felt like we weren't respecting our guest then.
No,
but I didn't want to.
That's an ambush.
Yeah, I didn't want to go too far with the what the fuck are you getting out of it? I mean, that's a great question. You had it also,
right?
That's a great question, but I don't think he was as forthcoming, and I didn't want
to. Well, it definitely seemed like he was getting something out of it.
He said power trip. Talking about power trips and stuff. You know, being in China, I can't really watch American news like that. I mean, I can always watch CNN through the VPNs and stuff like that, but you don't really get the American news constantly, like, living here. And because of that, I've been trying to pay attention to, like, the presidential campaigns and stuff like that. I don't think I'm a Democrat or Republican, but at the end of the day, my family ties lies mostly to Democrats. So usually my parents vote Democrats. I've been influenced more by Democrats than Republicans. I can definitely say that. And watching these past candidates,
you missed them, right?
Yeah,
you
missed them. I did.
No, because I want to know. I don't think none of them can beat Trump.
None of them can.
Yeah,
well, I don't know.
And
Bloomberg, he talking that shit.
I don't think none of them can beat Trump. And we don't need Trump. So my thing is I don't know how the Constitution works all the way, but can there be a year where there's, like, no president? It's just the actual, what do you call those people? Congress? Just help making sure things are being running smooth.
What's that word again?
Congress. Congress. Congress.
Congress.
Yeah, like, is that, can that be, like, be a possibility? Or do we always need somebody in charge?
Well, the Congress is one branch of government.
I know, but still.
You need other branches of government.
I don't sound like that now. Indian. That's an Indian accent.
No, that's African.
Yeah, that's African is more like Congress.
You have Congress, and you have executive.
That's that one dude.
That's that Somalian. Mandela.
No, that one skinny dude. I mean, not skinny dude, but the one black dude who used to always play. He played in The Serpent and the Rainbow.
Oh, yeah.
He got that one funny voice.
You have to have the three branches. I don't think that's how checks and balances work. You can't. There can't be a time when there's not all three of those.
But they always got to run by through Congress anyway. It's not like the president makes a decision and he doesn't have to make that phone call to Congress.
Well, he's doing it on purpose now.
He's doing it on purpose.
He just wants to make us laugh.
No, but I two things you said. One thing is there are no electable Democrats, if you ask me.
Yeah, no, they're trash.
What?
They're Bloomberg. All, why? Because he said he's going to give money to black people?
$70 billion, baby.
I knew you were going to say that.
$70 billion.
But what does that mean?
Ah, we'll figure this shit out.
You don't even care.
We'll figure this shit out.
You just saw the nigga say black. You're like, oh, hell yeah.
This nigga said, I'm ready to help y'all out, man. Shit, y'all been held back. I'm trying to fucking help y'all. $70 billion.
I don't believe it. All lies. I don't believe it.
But they all lie.
Is it like a tax cut or is
nah? He's going. It's to go towards. It's
every black people or just only descendants of slaves.
No, yeah, you not.
How can you tell?
No. Your Haitian names gets nothing. You got to be from America.
Well, first he said every black people. So that's,
or descendants of slaves.
You already got to speak English first.
Yeah, no, you can't be like a move-in black and think you can be part of this.
Dude, you got diapers. Don't take our money.
Yeah, I always wanted to know how you would nigga, really figure out the whole...
You Snoop Dogg and fucking half-baked nigga that just popped up and fucking want to hit the weed, didn't want to put nothing on it. You depended on this, nigga. You don't get to hit it like that. But $70 billion?
Nah. Yeah, I always wanted to know how could they fix reparations, because how can you tell this black person had a black slave grandparent? Because some black people... didn't come from that.
It don't matter. We black.
If I see a check come to your house, I promise I'm snitching.
Oh yeah,
promise.
I mean, we still slaves. We help in America. Haitians help a little bit. We got a little thing in Chicago. Go back and
to
Savannah.
Go back and get French. The French people to give you reparations.
Yeah. They do need to give us that.
No, but I'm just like I said with Trump and then the taxes. You know what I mean? So Trump's got his shot. With my taxes.
Right. Well, he took care of you last year.
No, that's what I'm saying. He got one more shot, though. You know what I mean? He got to make good this year, too.
Like, whatever he does for me lately.
Right. If he fall off on election year, that's shame on him. You know what I mean?
He's got a lot going on right now.
Hey, he better not fall off on these taxes. Right. He better make these taxes right.
You got to keep some time for these taxes.
Because Bloomberg talked about $70 billion.
I don't believe
it. And so, listen, they all liars.
Yeah.
Why not believe this liar? You know what I mean? At least this liar is saying some good shit. Nah. You know what I mean? What are the other liars saying?
What does the headline say?
Bloomberg pledges $70 billion to bolster Black America in new plan.
Why not just go ahead and give it? Why pledge it?
Because he has $70 billion himself.
He's not there yet.
He has $70 billion himself.
No, he's 50.
I believe in actions. Don't pledge. Do it.
Well, he got to be president first.
No.
He got to have power.
What? No, he doesn't.
He has power, bro.
He can get that $70 billion right now, today.
But if he don't get the job, what's the big deal?
If he gets $70 billion, you don't think he'll get the job?
No, that's what I'm saying. Okay, I hear what you're saying. So do it now.
If he really gave $70 billion, you don't think that he would?
What I thought this and how I understood this to be is
only Black America's benefiting. That's just 13% of the population.
I thought he was going to use the government machine for the majority. I didn't think he was going to be personally pledging
out of pocket.
Yeah, I didn't think he was coming out of his that. Because his net worth is only 50-something billion. I looked it up.
Oh, so he can't get. So he's lying.
No. So that's my thing. I don't think it's a.
He can't even do it.
Yeah. Now you're right. Now that I just thought about that, he can't. He can't give us $70 billion of the government's money.
How?
$70 billion is a lot.
Coming from where?
How much we spend?
It's out there. Yeah. I mean, $70 billion is out there to be had. I mean,
just black people, though.
And that's the problem where you're going to have it. You're going to have to say, yeah, where are you taking it to? I'm about to give it to the
Negroes. You would have to do the Andrew Yang approach, like make it an American thing.
Say that again?
The Andrew Yang approach. Because he said everybody's getting $1,000, right?
Who's that?
Andrew Asian Yang. Dude. He's not going to get elected.
Of course not.
He's a Democrat, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody's a Democrat. Name a Republican.
Trump.
No, there is.
No, name another Republican.
No, why would you have another running mate you're already president?
He's going to be the incumbent. But I'm saying, this is what I'm asking you. Name another Republican. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
John Kasich.
No, just a Republican anything.
Let's just say Trump wasn't in the office. Name a Republican you think would be a president or be running
for
president.
Who could run?
Yeah.
John Kasich.
I don't even know who that is.
Me neither.
Governor, you know who that is? I have no idea. So that's what I'm saying. Like, there are no Republicans, and the Democrats are everywhere, but
the Rufios of the world will probably try to run again.
But I called this, right? And everybody thought that this shit was funny when I said it the first time. I'm like, so this nigga's about to do some gangster shit, right?
And get impeached and win?
Right, impeached and reelected.
Is that legal?
Yeah.
Because when you get impeached, doesn't that mean you remove from office?
No, nope. No. Impeached, he's already been impeached.
I thought Senate had to approve it.
No, the Senate has to remove him. So they go through the hearing. The impeach is just the articles that say, hey, you're charged with this.
You fucked up.
Yeah, he's about to actually get lawyers next week, right? Or tomorrow, I should say.
Yes.
They start Wednesday.
So they start tomorrow. Listening.
This hearing now, if they find him guilty and he's removed.
He can't run again.
Right. Well, I don't know, actually. I don't know if that's true.
How can you reapply for the job you got fired for?
Why not? You ain't ever got fired for something and went back and got the same job?
Right.
By a different company, not the same company.
Coming through
the United States.
What if he comes in through a temp service this next time?
Yeah, that's going to be...
So if they find him guilty...
They already found him.
If they remove them, we got to deal with... what's the vice president's name?
Pence.
Pence.
Yeah.
But for what?
They're just trying to get him for abuse of power and all of that bullshit.
But right now.
Pence can run. You said name a Republican Pence.
Yeah, but name one thing Pence has ever said.
Indiana.
Only thing I remember Indiana. Pence was the gay
isn't
shit.
Isn't he from Indiana?
I don't know, but all I remember Pence ever saying was about the gay shit where he was like not with the gays.
Or he talked shit about somebody at the fucking
He's a Colts game. That's why Colts Trump
game.
Made him.
Him and his wife did.
That's
remember
why
it.
I said Indiana.
Yeah, they talked shit about something at a Colts game. I don't remember.
I think exactly. Colin Kaepernick shit.
Trump has made it so that there are no Republicans that have a voice. I mean, of course, the ones that are in his cabinet and, you know, like the people who are around him now. But it's hard to
name
Republicans.
Do you think the party wants that? Because they
he hijacked their party. He's not even them.
But he'd be supporting him like crazy. So I don't know. I don't know who to believe. Do the Republican Party fuck with Trump or do they don't?
No, they
support
him.
What they're doing, the thing about it is this, French. It's not necessarily their support. They're supporting the group, the Republicans. That's what they're doing. And it's a lot of them motherfuckers that don't agree. It's a lot of them that don't agree with what he's doing, but they're just trying to stick together. So with doing this impeachment process shit that's about to go on now, they're just trying to see if they can get a few of them motherfuckers to speak up about the shit, you know what I'm saying, to come together now.
If they remove him, they can protect the party even more. Because now you take away the virus that's fucking up the party.
Nah, but this is the thing.
But
right?
they still at the end of the day, and I think this is what it is, right? If them motherfuckers go against him, right, it's gonna make them all look bad as a whole.
I think
right?
him being if, that makes them they, all look
if
bad.
If they start speaking out against him and shit like that, it's gonna make them
right.
Look
yeah,
bad.
Some people will lose their, you know, their constituents. They'll be like, "Oh, what? You turning on Trump?"
Well, it's all favors. Fuck you. It's a favor game.
But my thing is this, right? Is like, I forgot what the fuck I was about to say.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it fucking went that quick. Fucking Jay Smooth kept cutting me off.
You gotta put the hood back on.
I'm sorry about that, Jay.
That's all right. It was.
I was just pretty much. you was right there.
Jay Smooth, you kind of look like a Republican today.
You was in that warehouse where I was saying that they don't want that motherfucker the party to look bad, so that's why they're really not going against him right now and shit like that. But with through this whole impeachment process. They're trying to see if somebody come out, step up, and say, hey, they know we're doing some fucked up shit. They know it's abuse of power.
King Kunta asked me if I had to vote for a Democrat, who would I vote for? I said Elizabeth Warren.
The one I wanted to is gone now.
Who?
Kamala.
Why?
Because she was a prosecutor. I feel like she would have at least put Trump in jail.
Why do you say that name like a nigga, but everything else you can't say like a nigga? Her name is Kamala, actually.
He practiced that.
Kamala.
See, that's what I always thought. Ever since I ever saw it, all I thought about was the Ugandan giant.
What do you mean?
Kamala.
Kamala, yeah. I thought that's the whole thing.
That's the name I think came
from, right?
The African nigga.
She got named after the wrestler?
No, but I just thought she got named after that actual name, Kamala. Like
she got named after that name.
Probably not the wrestler, but the parents probably loved the name Kamala and just named her Kamala.
They were like watching wrestling one day, like, man.
It's a common name.
Is it?
I figured it out.
What
I was going to say when Jay Smooth wouldn't shut up. Trump. It's weird how he's changed because I was just watching some shit like in the 90s, Trump was the man.
No.
Everybody hates Trump now though. Everybody loved Trump in the 90s. Like, you know, motherfuckers is, you know, references about Trump in movies was fucking commonplace where people were saying, you know, I want to marry Trump and, you know, I want to be like Trump. Trump was like the epitome of success. And now niggas just can't stand him. Like the hate for this dude. The Larry David episode. Tell me you seen it.
I did. I watched some of it today.
When he put on the fucking Make America Great.
And people weren't fucking with him.
And nobody was fucking with him. He was like, this works fucking like great, like a people repellent. You know, like when I don't want to fuck with people, I don't want them around me. I just put it on and they disappear.
He's actually a nominee for our top white people that mess with black people mess with.
Yeah,
that's gonna be on the Friday show.
Okay, but definitely is up there.
He's a nomination. So
I mean, he's Jewish, so he's almost
Trump's Jewish.
No, I'm sorry. David. I thought we were talking about Larry David.
No, Trump. Trump is a nominee for white people that black people fuck with.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Top 10
before 2016.
Well, pre-election.
What? Yeah. Why would you all of a sudden, if you fucked with him, now that he's president, be like, I hate you.
It's the weirdest thing in the world. Anyway.
I hate you.
Probably just because they find the shit out about the motherfucker. Because
he got real power now. Before it was just an image.
That makes sense. That nigga had power then.
Yeah, but he had only power to like destroy your apartment complex. Now he can put a nuke out.
He could take care of your job. You're fired.
And you got to have a president to
can't just take a moment and just not have a president?
No. So look, so if you don't have a president, who's going to control the military?
Military control themselves?
Yeah, but
they got generals. The general's job is gone because the president's not here.
So they get that order from the president to do a lot of the shit that they do, right? And the federal government, to run the federal government, you're going to need the president to do all that shit.
Shit is clockwork. They don't talk to Trump every day, so I'm pretty sure they can. They know briefings. What to do.
Well, if they had to do shit.
Who would tweet if we didn't have a president?
Us.
Who would tweet? Anyway, listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go out to the website, raresonance.com, where you can check out all of our shows. Hey, and if you didn't know, we now have the ability to let you hear our premium shows in your normal, everyday, average podcast player. So if you use Apple Podcasts to listen to this show, you can also listen to the premium show right beside this show. All you have to do is go to glow.fm/rare, and you can sign up for our premium episodes. They'll give you the link to import it into your Apple Podcast or your Overcast or your Pocket Cast or what else? What are they? What are the Podcast Addict, Cast Catcher, whatever it is.
All the streaming platforms.
No matter where you are, we can get you a link that allow you to play it in that very same player. So go to glow.fm/rare and you can sign up now. 7 days free to try it out. So there's no risk whatsoever. Anyway, anything else, guys?
No, that's it.
All right, keep supporting us, keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast. Guaranteed.